Molly Johnson is going to be in Banff doing a Billie Holiday Christmas on December the 12th at the Banff Center. She joins me on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good.
You're going to be performing songs from your most recent album because of Billie. And obviously, Billie Holiday is a musical legend. But, I mean, what personally attracted you to her music?
Because I've always done Billie tunes. But for years, people would say, you're just like Billie. And I'd say, you know, I'm nothing like Billie. I came from a very privileged, happy family. Dad loved me. I'm nothing like Billie Holiday. I am because of Billie Holiday. I am a very privileged mixed-race girl living a life that Billie Holiday could only dream of, and that Billie Holiday's generation, including my parents, fought so hard for. I also think that Billie was painted into a corner on being a victim, because in reality, Billie Holiday was a force. She was a punk rocker before there even was punk. She was a civil rights leader, as that was just the dawn of that movement. She was outspoken and got into a lot of trouble because of it. I see her as a victim of the times. So this record, this Billie Holiday record, is a charitable fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Canada, because I felt that we needed to take the royalties that were being made by way of Billie Holiday's compositions and funneling that money into a children's charity, because Billie Holiday did not have a childhood. So I thought this was a real way to pay homage to her.
It says on your bio, you're a tireless philanthropist. You're obviously donating a portion of the revenues to the Boys and Girls Club across Canada. Does it feel good to be at a point in your musical career where you can really give back like this?
That annoys me when stars say, I just got to give back to the... You know, you can be giving back right the hell now. You don't have to wait to be a superstar to give back. Everyday Canadians are telling us this story right now as we see them reaching out, for instance, to our Syrian refugees. It's everyday people that give money to charities, that volunteer, that work. It's not often that I can give money to things, but I sure can give muscle and a certain kind of star power. You give what you get, you get what you give.
Fantastic. Have you spent much time in the Banff area before?
I actually went to the Banff School of Arts.
Oh.
Yes, I did. And I had a job there while I was in school there. I pumped gas. For a girl that's never really driven a car to this day, it was kind of an odd and interesting little job. I kind of tricked my way into the Banff School of Fine Arts as a ballerina. I was actually a little bit too young. I got in. Then they realized that I might be a little bit too young. So my mother very cleverly had my sister, who's an actress, audition, and my sister also went to Banff School. She was supposed to sort of be my guardian and watch me and be the big sister, blah, blah, blah. Well, of course, that didn't happen. I didn't see her the entire time I was there, because she was in an acting thing and I was in a dance thing. But I have gorgeous, fond memories of Banff.
What can people expect from your show on December 12th in Banff?
I have great musicians with me at all times. Ella Fitzgerald said it first, I think, surround yourself with excellence. I surround myself with excellence, right from my tour manager, right up to the guys on stage with me. These guys will solo and blow your brains out. Yes, I'll sing a bit of Billie, but I sing a lot of standards, a lot of songs that will resonate deeply somewhere in you.
All right, Molly Johnson, Billie Holiday Christmas, Saturday, December 12th, 7:30 at the Eric Harvey Theater. Adult tickets, $25. Get them at the Banff Center box office or online at banffcenter.ca. Molly, thanks for joining me on the show today and looking forward to having you here.
Thank you so much for having me and letting me talk a little bit about the Boys and Girls Clubs.